Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 73. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 38. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 73. Mainly sunny skies Thursday with daytime highs approaching 87. 84 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Law enforcement in northwest Kansas are cracking down on extreme speeding, especially on rural highways.
Decatur County Sheriff David Watchendorfer reports multiple drivers caught going over 100 miles an hour on two-lane roads. He warns that these roads have hills, curbs, and cross-traffic, making high speeds especially dangerous. Despite typically focusing on education over tickets, he says reckless speeding may force stricter enforcement. His message is clear: slow down or face serious consequences, whether that's a ticket, a crash, or a courtroom visit. Kansas highways are not the Autobahn. I'm J.P. Bazant.
Shawnee County Public Works is spearheading an initiative to develop a comprehensive safety action plan focused on improving transportation safety across Shawnee County. A community survey is available now to give residents the chance to weigh in on problem areas and suggest safety improvements. And a public meeting will happen June 25th at Shawnee County Public Works. It's part of the Safe Streets and Roads for All program. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly vetoed legislation that would eliminate a three-day grace period for advanced mail-in ballots to arrive after Election Day. Under current law, ballots are counted if they are postmarked by Election Day and received by the following Friday. And Senate Bill 4 would require ballots to be returned instead by 7 p.m. on Election Day. In her veto message, Governor Kelly said the bill is an attack on rural Kansans who are more vulnerable to delays in processing of mail, so she will not sign legislation that deprives Kansans from having their vote counted. She said not only will removing the three-day grace period for mail ballots disenfranchise thousands of Kansas voters, but it also shows a lack of understanding of our elections in Kansas. And implementing this will create confusion among county election officials. In a joint statement, House Republican leadership said they eagerly anticipate overriding the governor's misguided and reckless veto to safeguard Kansas's elections and ensure quick, reliable outcomes. They said that by setting a firm Election Day deadline, they can reaffirm Kansas's trust in our elections. The House passed SB 4, 80-39 on February 27th, and the Senate passed it 30-10 on March 6th. The legislature could vote at any time this week to override the governor's veto, which would require support from two-thirds of the members of both the House and Senate. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 8 into law on Monday afternoon, and this law requires drivers to move over for all vehicles with flashing lights that are pulled over on the side of the highway. Previously, state law only required drivers to move over for emergency vehicles, tow trucks, and garbage trucks. AAA Kansas sponsored the bill, saying it has been advocating for it for more than 2 years, and said that its being signed is a huge win for traffic safety. When talking about one of the things that caused the company to push for this change, AAA spokesperson Sean Stewart said AAA has had a number of their tow truck drivers struck and injured or killed along the roadside. He said being on the side of the road puts people in a scary and vulnerable position. Governor Kelly said this will improve safety and make it easier to educate the driving public. And AAA said this gets rid of any confusion drivers may have had about if they need to move over or not. As pretty much, when you see any vehicle on the side of the road, the best practice is to slow down and move over. Next year, Kansas voters will decide if judges on the Kansas Supreme Court should be elected to their office or if they should be selected by a 9-member commission as they currently do. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson said Kansas is the only state in the nation in which that commission is controlled by 5 lawyers elected by only other lawyers. However, he said he thinks every person should be involved in making that decision. Masterson, along with Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, are fierce advocates for judicial elections in the state. If voters approve the amendment, it would be up to the legislature to determine if those elections would be partisan. And Kobach said that that's what he prefers, that at the end of the day, they want to make sure that the voters go into the ballot box knowing as much as possible about both candidates in the election. Both the Kansas House and Senate voted to put the amendment on the ballot next year. However, it was met with opposition from Democrats, with Senate Minority Leader Dinah Sykes saying she thinks Kansas has a really good system in place and it's worked for 70 years. According to Sykes, this isn't about giving Kansans a voice. This is about reversing rulings on school finance, on reproductive rights, and on voting rights. With the vote from the House on Monday, the constitutional amendment will be on the ballot for the August 2026 primary. In Nebraska news, 49-year-old Jennifer Nielsen of Broken Bow has been charged in Custer County Court with theft by unlawful taking, more than $1,500, and theft by deception, more than $1,500, after authorities said she stole thousands of dollars from a clinic over 12 years. According to the arrest affidavit, in August of 2024, a Nebraska State Patrol investigator began investigating an employee theft from the Central Nebraska Medical Clinic in Broken Bow. The affidavit said the clinic conducted several internal audits that determined the clinic lost a total of $118,696.35 from 2012 to 2024, and court records said Nielsen was in charge of the clinic's billing department at the time. The affidavit said Nielsen allegedly noted on patient accounts that they were sent to collections and would show a zero balance due. Court records said Nielsen would then remove patient statements from monthly billing statements, which were to be sent, and as a result, patients would not receive statements advising them of money they owed to the clinic. Nielsen posted 10% of a $50,000 bond on February 20th to be released from jail, and her next court date is set for 2:30 p.m. on April 21st. 39-year-old Lucas Barrow of Holdridge was arrested for assault by strangulation and third-degree domestic assault after an hours-long standoff that began early Monday morning. The Nebraska State Patrol said that on Sunday night, the Holdridge Police Department and Phelps County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a domestic assault that occurred in Holdridge, and upon investigation, officers identified a suspect and learned that he had barricaded himself in an apartment in the 300 block of Nobe Street in Holdridge, and he was believed to be armed. The Nebraska State Patrol said officers obtained an arrest warrant and requested the Nebraska State Patrol SWAT team to assist just after 12:30 a.m. on Monday, and after tear gas was deployed, Barrow exited the residence just before 5:30 a.m. on Monday. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reminds Kansans that March and April are when large areas of the state's rangelands are burned, especially within the Flint Hills. Prescribed fire is a tool used by landowners and managers to help preserve the tall grass prairie ecosystem, control invasive species, reduce woody encroachment from species such as eastern red cedar, and provide better forage for cattle, along with reducing the risk of wildfires and effectively managing rangeland resources. Smoke from the burns can influence the air quality of downwind areas, so the use of smoke management techniques is vital to reduce the air quality and health impacts. Prescribed burns release large amounts of particle matter and other pollutants that can form ground-level ozone, and particulate matter and ozone can cause health problems, even in healthy individuals. Common health problems include burning eyes, runny nose, coughing, and illnesses such as bronchitis. And people with respiratory conditions, cardiovascular disease, children, and the elderly are more vulnerable to experience symptoms. Some steps to protect your health on days when smoke is present in your community includes that healthy people should limit or avoid strenuous outdoor activity. Vulnerable people should remain indoors. Keep indoor air clean by closing doors and windows and running air conditioners. Stay hydrated by drinking lots of water. And contact your doctor if you have symptoms such as chest pain, chest tightness, shortness of breath. For more information about the prescribed burning in the Flint Hills, the Flint Hills Smoke Management Plan, the April Burn Restrictions, and the Smoke Modeling Tool, you can visit the Kansas Flint Hills Management website at ksfire.org. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold its next public meeting this Thursday, March 27th, at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library in Topeka and via Zoom. The meeting will begin at noon and continue until all of the agenda items are addressed. The meeting will open with a report from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, during which commissioners will hear about regulations currently in promulgation. And following the department report, commissioners will take comments on non-agenda items and listen to remarks from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Christopher Kennedy. A decision on the night vision coyote hunting season will then take place, followed by workshop session items with topics that may be voted on in the future that include the 2025-2026 waterfowl season date, bag and possession limits, Kansas duck zones, elk, open season, bag limit and permits, big game regulations, and the 2025 deer permit quotas. The meeting will conclude with an additional opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items, and the complete agenda can be viewed at ksoutdoors.com. Attendees can participate in the meeting in person or virtually, and instructions for joining by Zoom, phone, or live streaming are available on the KS Outdoors website under instructions to participate in virtual meeting. Those who wish to provide input but cannot attend may fill out the Contact All Commissioners form. The next commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 24th, 2025, at the Flint Oak Hunting Resort in Fall River. The Kansas Department of Transportation is alerting the public to a scam involving fraudulent text messages known as smishing that falsely claim to be from the Kansas Department of Transportation demanding payment for unpaid tolls. However, do not click on the link as it is not a Kansas Department of Transportation website. Clicking the link in the text can expose victims to financial fraud, allowing scammers access to bank accounts and personal data. The Kansas Department of Transportation does not collect tolls for road usage and does not send unsolicited text messages. And the Kansas Turnpike Authority, a separate state agency responsible for turnpike toll collection, also has been targeted in similar scams. Those who receive a fraudulent message can file a complaint with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov, and this site is dedicated to sharing information on Internet crimes across law enforcement agencies. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having ham and cheese, homemade bun, creamy coleslaw, pork and beans, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips or chef salad with whipped potatoes, gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham and scallop potatoes, French bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 73 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 38 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 73 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 48. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 87. On Friday, sunny with a high near 85. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 68. On Sunday, a chance of rain and snow showers. Should be partly sunny with a high near 54. And on Monday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 55. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 45 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.15, the dew point is 39 degrees, and the current wind chill is 42 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Luck is on your side this March at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Save big on a 2015 or newer vehicle loan with rates as low as 5% APR. Treat yourself with a new vehicle or refinance your current vehicle loan from another lender. This offer ends March 31st, so don't delay. Let UNWFCU save you some green this spring. Special terms and conditions apply. Rates are subject to increase. NCUA insured. Equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State women's basketball knocked off Kentucky 80-79 in overtime in a thriller on Sunday in the round of 32. Tamir Poindexter led the way with 24 points all on threes and then 19 points and 14 assists, a double-double for Serena Sundell, who after the game spoke and she talked about how the adversity hit during the game and they felt like at halftime they were in a great spot even though they started the game down 7-0.
We all came into the locker room at halftime and we were like, we're in a really good spot. We didn't shoot the ball very well, but we got the exact looks that we wanted, so we knew if we stayed, you know, stayed consistent, we were going to keep getting those looks and eventually they were going to fall. And then there was one specific timeout towards the end of the game. We were down 5, I think, a minute and a half left or so. And Coach Mitty was like, just believe. So I think this team, we came into this game knowing that we were capable of winning. We never lost that throughout the whole 45 minutes. We knew that we had a shot and we were going to play till the buzzer. So I think just the confidence of this team is what carried us through.
They'll play the winner of USC and Mississippi State on Saturday in the Sweet 16. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
This is Justine Johns with Central Kansas Extension District, and I want to invite you to the 60th Annual Mid-America Farm Expo on March 26th to the 28th at Tony's Pizza Event Center in Saline County Livestock and Expo Center. Plan to attend Central Kansas Women in Agriculture Program on Friday, March 28th at 10 a.m. on the second floor of Tony's Pizza Event Center. This will be an excellent networking opportunity as well as a chance to get energized for the year ahead. Come join us at the Mid-America Farm Expo, March 26th through the 28th in Salina, Kansas.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.